Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Violent Man of Faith, Already in Progress.
If you're not going to go out and be the wild, violent son or daughter of God this week, if you're not going to do that, and because you're not used to that, at least if something happens to you, pray for yourself or get somebody to pray for you. Don't go to a doctor. Whatever you do, start on yourself. Now, I realize that, you know, that I've been in the business a long time, and I don't expect any of you to hear that testimony about me running, jumping over the booth, just jumping in a guy's lap, you know, and squeezing him and commanding the devil to come out of him. And I was talking as loud as I was talking when I did that. I was not quiet, was I, honey? Everybody in the restaurant heard me command that devil to come out of that man. And then everybody got to see me lead that man to Christ. But I've done those kind of things lots of times, similar to that. Maybe not quite that wild and violent. Okay, yeah, sure. Oh, go ahead, yeah.
Well, this is a testimony about my dad. A lot of y'all have already heard it, but some of you hadn't. It's Father's Day. It's a good time to tell it. Thurman and I had been married about 5 months when my dad got really bad sick and was dying, actually. He had a stroke. And so I told everybody, you know, go in, tell him bye and everything. So I went in and I told him bye, and I remitted all his sins and everything I knew my mother had said and about him and everything I knew that he used to cuss a lot. He was from Indiana. That's what they did. I don't know if all Indiana people do that, but he did it, and their family did it. So anyway, I repented all for all his sins, and then I told Jesus, I said, Lord, I have to have a sign today. I have to know that my dad made it to heaven, because I wasn't quite sure he was saved. We talked about it a few times, and he'd go, yeah, but I'd ask him, he'd laugh and say, yeah, but he never confessed it. So anyway, I said, okay, Lord, I need a sign today. I either need white light, Jesus Christ, or angels, something in this room. We were in ICU because they were fixing to unplug him. And so I left, and I still was there. And then Thurman came in about 20 minutes while I was still in there. And I said, honey, I said, can we pray for my dad? Because I'm really not sure he's saved. Okay, now he's on his deathbed. We're unplugging him, all right? And so he was 86 years old. And Thurman said, well, sure. And he kind of leaned his knees against the side of the rail, and I was holding my dad's hand, and he started praying for my dad. Now, he'd only met my dad twice. Once when we told him we were getting married, my whole family was there, and he talked to him a little bit then. But the second time was when we actually got married. He didn't talk to him at all. And so he really didn't know my dad. He didn't know how fun he was and funny and all this. You know, he knew we loved him a lot. So he starts praying. He leans his knees against the side of the bed, and I'm holding my dad's hand. And all of a sudden, he just starts just crying profusely. I mean, he didn't cry when his wife and daughter got killed, and he's crying over my dad, who's fixing to die, but he doesn't know him, okay? So he starts saying, call on the name of Jesus. Just call on the name of Jesus. And said, yes, Daddy, call on the name of Jesus. I don't know what's going on. He said, Howard, call on the name of Jesus. You'll be saved. I said, yes, Daddy, call on the name of Jesus. You'll be saved. Everything he says, I'm saying. I don't know anything about what's going on. So finally, about 5 minutes this went on, and Thurman, when he stopped, now he's cried through this whole thing. I mean, flooding tears. And I said, what happened? He said, the minute I closed my eyes, he saw a vision, and he saw my daddy falling backwards into the dark abyss. And he said, he started crying because he couldn't bear to see anyone going to hell, much less my dad. And so when he started saying, you know, call on the name of Jesus, call on the name of Jesus, Howard, call on the name of Jesus. And finally in the spirit, my dad said, Jesus. And when he did, that's all he said, Jesus, one word. And when he did, this light from above hit my dad. It didn't go past him. It just hit him. My dad, because his hands, you know, were going backwards. So when he stood up, when the light hit him, it pulled him up. And then all of a sudden he went whoosh, like Superman into the light. Praise the Lord. Happy Father's Day.
This is Father's Day, and whatever you do, you know, if you haven't told your father Happy Father's Day when you leave here today, call him or something. Tell him how much you love him, and just love him. You know, just do something great, because if there's any lost on this earth, they're lost because the God of this world are blinding their mind to the truth. Is that right? And again, how much power and authority do we have over that God? And to think of the people that will die and go to hell because you and me, I'm just talking about those of us in this room that know this, that we have never exercised our power. I had an uncle that I went to talk to him about Jesus. He was my dad's oldest brother. And he would never go to church. He didn't want nothing to do with Jesus. I tried to talk to my uncle about Jesus. My dad tried to talk to him. And I remember the last time I went over and sat down with him and tried to talk to him after his wife had died. I said, Uncle Lloyd, you need to make Jesus the Lord of your life. He said, oh, Sonny. He always called me Sonny. Oh, Sonny, you and your dad, Jesus is okay with y'all. But he said, I don't need it. I said, everybody needs Jesus, Uncle Lloyd. See, I didn't know the scripture. I didn't know the power I had. I didn't know who was blinding his mind. I didn't know none of that. So you can't do something if you don't know. So I just hadn't lived long enough. I guess you, back in those days, you could say I was kind of simple. But we were all have been simple. But the more we live and the more we get in the Word, we'll get to where we're no longer simple, but we'll be overcomers. You know, and when we get to where we're overcomers, then we can do something. Because although I didn't know what to do, and I tried and tried and tried to get him, convince him to come to Jesus, his eyes were blinded by the God of this world, and I didn't know how to kick him out. I did not know. So when he got sick one night, and his sister, my dad's sister, and his sister, and her husband, they had to take him to Temple, Texas, to the doctor. He got real sick in the middle of the night. It's about an hour drive over to Temple from Goldthwaite. They took him over there, and the doctors, the VA doctors, checked him over every way and said, there ain't nothing wrong with him. He's okay. So anyway, they got back in the car and started back home. And on the way home, he started telling, said, Sis, look at them ugly things there. Don't you see those ugly beings that are coming in the car? They're coming to get me. Do something. Now, what do you think he was seeing?
Demons
of hell. And how much power and authority did the two people in the front seat have over those demons? Did they know it?
No,
not a thing. Didn't know a word. Been raised up in a Baptist church, had no idea the power that had been given them. If they had have only known, they could have did exactly what I did and say, Satan, I command you in the name of Jesus to stop blinding his mind. Now, Father, I ask you to send the Holy Spirit and convict him of sin. Draw him into the kingdom of God and gloriously save him right this minute. And would God have done it?
Yes,
he would have. And my uncle would be in heaven today instead of hell. But he was screaming, those ugly things are coming to get me. And he died in the back seat of that car on the way home. The demons of hell. And it's all because we don't know, because we've not studied. I'm telling you, there's no telling how many hours I spent studying that book and how many times I read those scriptures before they became a revelation to me. But when I got it, I began to teach it to others. By teaching it to others, it works for y'all too, didn't it, Scott?
Amen.
It works for all of us. Mike and Gracie, they use these scriptures all the time. They see the power of God work. I mean, I think about that awesome testimony that day that police officer come over there to Mike's shop and he was all beat up. I mean, he's ready to pull the plug. You ever been ready to pull the plug? It's probably nearly everybody has. Mike says, get over that. Get in here. I'm going to take authority over all this. I'm going to pray, and my God's going to do something great. And man, he jumped up and down and prayed over in front of his shop. He's all over the place. If somebody was standing around looking at anything, what is wrong with that idiot? I'll tell you what's wrong with him. He knows who he is in Christ.
Yes.
And he kicked the devil out, and he asked the Lord to send the right people. He asked to send that boy to school and to do all kinds. And he had a list this long. And every prayer Mike prayed for that police officer came to pass.
Yes.
Now, we should all have these kind of testimonies every week. We should be talking We should be preaching. We should be proclaiming the truth of God's word. We are sons and daughters of God. We've been given all power and all authority over the enemy. Just like sickness and disease, we shouldn't have sickness and disease. We should make sure we've repented of every sin, kicked out that devil, and if you can't get it done, then call somebody. Because Cheryl and I, we pray all the time. This is the way our standard, I don't even have to tell her anymore. After we pray and she types it out on the internet, on our emails or whatever, after we pray and rebuke the devil or whatever, she said, now then, it is done.
Amen.
That it is done. We don't ever say, maybe God's listening, maybe he'll do something. No, we don't do that. We pray, if we prayed, it is done.
Amen.
Is that the way you should pray?
Hallelujah.
Yes, that's the way you should pray. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Okay. But you know, God expects his children to be children of faith.
Yes.
He's teaching us how to be children of faith, how to walk in faith, obey his word, and do great, wonderful things. Like I say, I guess anytime I want to get to, well, no, I can't do that. I know it's got to be led by the Spirit. I start to say, I guess anytime I want to go to IHOP and get a $100 meal paid for, all I got to do is kick the devil out of somebody, right? You know, when you kick the devil out of somebody like we do it, it's a different way. You know that? Somebody says, well, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to start a fist fight. I'm going to kick the devil out of them. No, that don't work. Our weapons are not carnal. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, right? Prayer. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Any of y'all see the ballroom, the prayer room, or whatever it was? Yeah, you got to remember that girl, boy, when her husband was going to run around on her, she was there in that war room. She said, devil, this room is under my authority now. You're not welcome here in the name of Jesus. Now, her husband was at a restaurant fixing to go to bed with another woman, and all of a sudden he comes down with a sick stomach, diarrhea and everything else. He can't do nothing if he wants to. And it's that woman at home that's on her knees that's the one that changed his whole life that day. Kept him. Did all y'all see that?
Yes.
Wasn't that great? That war room movie is the closest thing to reality I've ever seen.
Amen.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Violent Man of Faith, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teaching online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.